KDJW. You're around, Dave, KA3JCA. Heard. N4ZLK, KA3JCA.
Just about to pick up the microphone, N4ZLK.
Pay today?
Oh, yeah, a little earlier. They did not do the surgery because the other doctor is out of town, but they've scheduled it for Wednesday. She was told to just sit still and or lie down and don't move and hope that nothing happens. If she feels any worse pain, to go to the emergency room. So that's where we're looking right now.
We'll definitely keep her in our prayers and on the prayer list and so forth like that. So I just wasn't sure. I might have had the radio turned down a little too low. I've been back and forth on it and talking to some friends on DMR tonight and so forth like that. So I just realized that I had to turn the volume back up on this.
I expect you to be waiting by the radio all day long. I just called you on the way into work, and I just happened to be driving down into Fountain Inn right now. So I heard you call Dave. I was going to give you a shout.
Appreciate it there. I try to keep it low enough that I can hear it if I'm doing something else, but sometimes even that low volume there sometimes distracts me when I'm working, and so I reach over and I turn it down and forget to turn it back up. But today was a pretty good day today. I did a lot of internet research and stuff like that. A friend of mine is applying for a club call sign, and I helped him get all the stuff that he's going to need to apply for a club call.
When you have a membership meeting, let me know. I'd like to join your club.
Okay, well, right now there's no membership meeting. There's no club dues. It's just right now it's a group of five of us, but I want to do a Facebook page and get it started. But it's, like I said, we try to gear it around amateur radio, and it used to be Skywarn. I was really heavy into Skywarn before, but they already have that up here with Billy's K9OH repeater and stuff like that. So when I renamed it, I just submitted the name, changed it to Upstate Amateur Radio Club.
I don't know how involved I could be, but, you know, if you ever get to a point where you start taking memberships and dues and all that, just, you know, if you get a repeater or just get more active, just let me know, and I'll be happy to join up. I need to participate more. I just don't have the time. For a long time, I wasn't a member of this club. Just, I didn't really use the repeater much, and when I got back into it, I said I need to join up, at least to help out. So, anyway, I'm glad you had a good day.
I will keep you in mind there. I know that myself and another friend, we are in the process of talking about trying to throw a DMR / Brandmeister repeater up, and I was thinking on trying to put up a GMRS repeater also at the same location over here in this area. So just right now, got my feelers out.
Good. Well, I hope you and Sally and Ashley have a great weekend. Please say hello to them, and I don't know, just let's see it. Well, tomorrow's the last day of the year, right? We've got another one under our belt, and it seems to go quicker and quicker.
It does. I can't fathom how fast this year's gone by. I was talking with my friends on DMR in Florida and North Carolina earlier and telling them that, hey, this is the last Friday night of the year, to please come and check into the 9 o'clock net tonight, so I'm hoping everybody shows up.
Tonight, then?
Scheduled to call the net tonight, and I asked Sally if she was going to call it or help with it, and she said she would help, but she may also call it, so that might pick up some numbers. I was actually just looking at the pre-check-in, and right now there's only 12 people signed in on the pre-check-in, which is usually, as we get closer to the net time, it's about 20, 25.
Definitely try to be there. But I do have a question about my signal. I've been having trouble with my mic. I took my radio home, and I figured out it's the the attachment where it goes into the radio, it's kind of loose. I ordered a new cord because I'm all the way down to the coil. I can't replace it anymore. But I put something in there to kind of prop it up. How does the signal sound?
I've known you had any issue with the microphone until you said something, but no, there's no problem with it whatsoever. I mean, it's crystal clear, and the audio's there, the tone's there. It sounds just like you.
Because every time I go to check into the net, it seems like I don't have any audio. And I was playing around with it. I figured out when it's just in there, there's no audio. If I kind of push on it or kind of audio with a lot of noise, but if I push it tight up all the way to the, you know, towards the top of the radio, that's where the signal comes in nice and clear. I get a good connection. So I've got a little piece of paper wedged in there to kind of hold it up there. I hope it helps out.
K3JCA with N4ZLK. Is your mic plug, is it like a 6 or 8 pin DIN plug, or is it a modular?
10, RJ, whatever they call it, whatever the number is.
The RJ 45, the modular plugs?
Yes, that is correct.
I have the crimping tool for that if you ever need it.
But I'd never done one before, and I stripped it down and was trying it and didn't cut very much off. And his first attempt didn't work, and the second attempt, it took me all the way back to the coil, so I don't have any room to go anymore. And I don't know if it's just a cheap plug. It got them from Lowe's, you know, in the electronics section there. So, but I have a new microphone cord on order, just a whole nother cord, so hopefully that'll take care of it. N4ZLK.
If it ends up breaking before your cord gets there, just grab you a piece of LAN cable there, cut you off about 4 or 6 feet of it, you know, just temporarily until you get your new cord. But
a piece of that, just a straight flat cord cable, you know, for computer. And I think it worked. It just was hanging in the way, you know, this coiled cord pulls up out of the way when I'm not using it.
That's the way to go. Is like I said, I'm using the one on my 878 or my 578 right now is the coiled cord. But then sometimes I'm because the coil is so new, it's very tight. And sometimes when I want to pull it, it doesn't stretch. And yet I'm afraid I'll pull the radio off the tabletop there, even though it's mounted to the power supply, which gives it some weight. But I've been trying to use the handheld Bluetooth mic a lot. That seems to work, too.
Getting a little spacer connection or something, because I disconnect my microphone every night or every morning when I get out of the truck. I just don't want to leave it in here. I do lock the radio. It's got a lock setting. And you kind of have to know the directions in order to get it open. I just don't leave the microphone in, and I'm wondering if I just wore it out by taking it in and out all the time.
That's true, and because I wasn't sure if you had the round 8-pin DIN plug or if it was the, like you said, the modular. Sometimes the little pins inside the radio, the actual female part of the plug, those wires get bent up and pushed out of the way, and sometimes you have to use like a little small jeweler screwdriver to kind of pry them back down again. So they make contact with the modular connection.
Okay, yeah, I guess I need to check that. I hadn't even really looked in there inside. You know, my eyes are getting worse as I get older. I'm getting harder to see little tiny stuff, and you know, not a lot of light. I have to shine a flashlight down in there, but I need to check that. That's probably a good idea.
And on that there, I have to use a flashlight. I have bifocals, and I also use a magnifying glass.
Progressive lenses, so I can read, but got a little bit of prescription for the long distance vision. I'm actually farsighted. But, you know, I can't read, I can't focus up close, so got progressive lenses, and I can, you know, they're great for just normal every day, but when I go to start doing little stuff or working on the cars, I never can get my head in the right position to see, you know.
buy a progressive and you don't buy a decent size lens, sometimes the progression, like on mine, is closer to the bottom of the, and I find myself pushing my glasses up some and tilting my head and my eyes down lower, trying to get my glasses higher up on my nose bridge in order to see out the bottom easier. But I did compensate when I was talking to the eye doctor. I decided I got a separate pair that I use strictly for the computer now, and because that's within arm's distance of me, it works a little bit better, and they also help me, you know, see the smaller stuff. Still, I need, I guess I need a stronger pair of magnified reading glasses to read a lot of the smaller print. KA3JCA.
Richard, I know. I've been wearing reading glasses since I was a teenager, actually. My eyes would always cross. I used to read all the time, and I would cover up one eye, but I don't know. I think now, you know, you see these kids where they put a patch over one eye for a while to strengthen the other one. I think they probably should have done that for me, but they never did for whatever reason. Or maybe I was older than when they started that. But that probably would have helped strengthen my eye, and it never did happen. So I've worn reading glasses all my life. It's just getting, you know how it is. Now I've got glasses just to see everything else, too. So it's the way it is, getting older.
So, all righty, well, I'm going to go in here and grab me something to drink and munch on. Sally and Ashley ran up to Walmart to pick up a few last-minute things. Sally's off tomorrow, and Ashley has to work in the morning, but we were going over the few things that we didn't have for Sunday's dinner, which we thought we had, but either we used them for Christmas or we just can't find where we put the cans of beans and stuff like that that we had before. So, alrighty, Shane. Well, listen, I'm glad you updated me on that information. Like I said, we'll keep her in our prayers, keep your family in the prayers, and we'll touch base with you later on this week in the new year. And you drive safely, and I hope you can check into the net. If not, don't forget to use the pre-check if you get out of range, or use EchoLink, KA3JCA.
I should be able to check in. 73 to you and Miss Sally and Miss Ashley. Happy New Year, and I'll check in tonight. But otherwise, have a great weekend, and 4ZLK.
UC4SKD said that.
I'm sorry, SKD, go ahead.
I never stole my call sign out. Larry called it, and I appreciate that. I've had this station apart and just got it all put back together. I wanted to make sure it was operating properly.
Larry, your audio sounds good and clean and clear.
Appreciate it. Now, Larry, you have a good evening. Both of you gentlemen have a happy new year. It's coming up really quick if I don't talk to you again, but I'm going to sign now because my wife has my supper ready, and I just got this station put back together. So I'm going to go eat and then take a bath. 73, KC4SKD, KA3JCA, KI4DOS.
Good to you. I'm not far from getting supper myself. And we'll chat with you later. Hope you have a good new year. KC4SKD and the other guy, I forgot your call. It's got a 3 in it, JCA, I believe.
Yeah, I'm having some merry. I'm still on Christmas here. Happy New Year, Gary, and you have a good time. Name here is Richard, KA3JCA. And Larry, it was nice talking to you there, sir. I hope you have a good New Year's. I hope you can check in on the net tonight with us.
Well, it's been a few weeks, and I'll go home and have ended up quite a stressful day at the office, so I got to let my brain cells cool off a little bit, go home and relax a little while.
I hope that the traffic's not bad. I've heard a couple people on there today talking about how traffic was heavy and so forth. A friend of mine had to drive his son back. He had him for a week for Christmas, and he meets his ex like halfway down. But he said he'd drive 60 miles an hour, and then 2 minutes later it was like a parking lot. It opened up about 10 minutes later, and everybody was back to 60. Then it would slow down. That was on I-95 going south. So I'm getting ready to call him and see how he's doing, make sure he's safe on the road.
I know what that's like. Traffic's not too bad right now where I'm at. Don't know about other areas, but yeah, it's okay now. I remember back in the days that the CB craze hit, we used to go up down the road to Florida, down I-75, and we'd keep in touch with each other by the CB, and we actually enjoyed it back then before it got really, really crazy.
Well, now with Echolink, it's not so bad if I know where Brian's at, but I'm in the process. He's in the process of trying to get a DMR radio at a hotspot that he can just put in his car and hook it to the internet, and then we'll have communication no matter where he goes, just like you and I are talking right now. It'd be that clear.
I did that. He showed me that too. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I've got a couple of DMR radios, but I have no idea how to program them and set them up. He set them up and just gave me one of them and gave me a hotspot.
Well, if you ever need any help on it, Larry, let me know, and I'll do what I can to help you, sir.
Appreciate it. And this will be my last transmission. I got to sign off and go ahead and get our food. But, yeah, I'll try to check into the net later on. Hope you have a good evening, and we'll chat with you later. KC4SKD, I'm clear.
All right, 73KA3JCA, clear.